Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I wanted to do a quick sort of podcast version of a recap of More Expo 2023. That event just happened middle of April, about a week ago for me here, but I wanted to go back through it a little bit and just explain some of the really cool things that I saw there, some of the really cool things that I learned, some of the people that I met, and talk a little bit about why these events are so important. So if you made it there and you got to meet with me, hey, it was awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming out. If not, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what this is like and why they're so cool, and I would recommend trying to get to as many Overland-style expos as you can. So if you want to hear more about More Expo 2023, stay tuned.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so as I mentioned today, I'm just going to kind of do like a verbal audio recap of More 2023. I'm going to talk about some of the cool things that I saw, some of the cool vendors that were there, the cool relationships that were formed, and again, why these things are so cool and such a good use of your time, even though they may not necessarily be like exploring or going out and actually doing overlanding. There's still a ton to be learned. There's a ton of cool gear to see. There's things that you can find out, new things in the industry, that sort of thing. So again, I'm going to talk you through that just a little bit and kind of give you a taste of it if you weren't able to make it. Again, if you were able to make it and I got a chance to talk to you, thanks so much for coming out. It was a good time. I got to talk to a million people. I lost my voice. My legs and back were killing me the entire time. It got actually fairly cold the last couple days, and I had brought a hammock to sleep in, and I decided with the wind and stuff just to sleep in my truck. So the brand new truck's passenger seat is actually not too bad. It's kind of comfortable if, in a pinch, if you have to sleep in a vehicle, it's not too bad. So anyways, let's start with the event. So, you know, I left on Wednesday. I went over there a little bit early. The event didn't really start for vendors until like Thursday. So we couldn't really get in until about 5 p.m. on Thursday. But again, I left because a friend of mine, Matt Fry from Fries on the Side YouTube channel, was heading over there too. And we were like, hey, let's meet up on the way. We'll just drive like halfway. We'll camp. So we went to Robertsville, Missouri, and there's a state park there, and we camped there. And it was awesome. It was a beautiful campsite. They had showers and stuff, so that was really nice. But we just hung out. We drank some beers. We smoked some cigars, and we just chatted about the upcoming More Expo. But so I think camping on the way to or on the way from one of these things is a really smart way to do it. That way you kind of get the opportunity to combine the overlanding slash camping that we all love so much with going to an event, an expo style of an event. You know, at a lot of those bigger, like the Overland Expo West and East, that's pretty much what it is, right? You go there and you're camping most of the time, unless you just go for the day. So that was kind of a neat thing. We got to stay in a state park. We got to have a good time the day before. And then we woke up the next morning. We decided to just drive a few hours and get there. So we ended up getting there pretty early, maybe about like 10 a.m. And we couldn't get in until 5 p.m. But luckily, our friend Cindy Pope from Northology Adventures runs the campground. So we were able to sneak our cars in there and kind of hide them off to the side until we were able to go around to the front because, you know, both of us have YouTube channels. So we were like the storyteller's booth up front, meaning that our rigs were kind of all in the row right at the front of the thing, just so we could like meet with people. If anybody happened to come out again that followed the channel, we'd be up there to meet with you guys. We could show off gear and stuff. And then we all got to kind of camp with the vendors too. So you know, we hung around, we walked around, we shot some video, we did a little bit of, you know, shaking hands and getting to know people and seeing people that we hadn't seen in a while. That's the other thing about these type of events, and especially for me, More Expo. I've been going for the last 3 years, so I know a ton of people there. And every time you go back, you're like, hey, it's Justin from Skinny Guys. Hey, it's Travis from Extrusion Overland, right? Like, you become friends with these people, but we all live all over the US and we don't get to see each other very often. So it was pretty neat to see Matt Fry and, you know, those guys I just mentioned, and meet some new people. Like, I met my buddy Hunter that is going to be going on this Canada trip with me in July, and a bunch of other people. I never met him before, but I got to see his truck, which is amazing. And, you know, just tons of cool stuff to see and do there. So we spent most of that day just kind of walking around, exploring, bumping into people, and waiting kind of for the time to be right for us to move around, right? And then when the gates finally opened up for storytellers, we pulled our vehicles around, got them all lined up out front, and again, started sort of talking with folks. There's, you know, Todd and Carol were right across from Matt and I with TC Teardrops. So that was a lot of fun. So, you know, that first night, once you kind of get settled in, you get your stuff all set up, then we are, you know, waiting for the expo to start on Friday. Friday is the first official day. But so again, we get to come in a little bit early. I got to sneak around a little bit inside. I saw Grant from Arkansas Off-Road, bumped into Chad from Overland Addict, saw Theo from Rugged Bound. So like lots and lots of people that I bumped into that I hadn't seen. Saw Rob from Revere Overland, saw Jeremiah from Overland Pioneers, like just tons and tons of people, right? So then that night we all kind of hung out and we had a fire, one of those propane fires with TC Teardrops, and we sat around and we drank some beers and had some dinner. And it was a lot of fun. So again, just hanging out, that's a big part of it, is seeing people that you haven't seen, seeing people with YouTube channels like Rob from Revere Overland, you know, like he was there. It was cool to see him again too. So getting to meet people, getting to see people that, you know, maybe you follow on YouTube or see, you know, vendors that maybe you have their gear or you want their gear or you have questions about their gear was really pretty cool. So the first day and night though is basically like vendors moving in and storytellers moving in. Then it was Friday. And I woke up early because I didn't sleep very well in the hammock. It was kind of got colder than I expected, but I survived and got up and got in my truck and got dressed, which that's another weird thing that a lot of people probably don't realize is that behind the scenes, right? Like we are essentially sleeping in our vehicles up there in the Storyteller Row. Now, normally I would have a fully kitted out, you know, dual battery truck with a fridge and a rooftop tent. And so I'd be sleeping in comfort. I would have places to like change my clothes and do that stuff. This year, because I brought the new 2023 Frontier, I had a bed rack on it and my GMRS, and that was it. So I was sleeping in a hammock tied literally to a light pole and my bed rack and behind the truck, and that's where I was sleeping. And then to get changed, again, I had to kind of get into my truck and kind of work in and out of clothes and stuff. It was not the best setup. But it worked. I survived. It's not ideal. And by next year, the truck will be built out and it will be kitted out and ready to go so that I don't have to deal with that again. But this year, that's what I dealt with. So Friday morning, woke up, got changed. Again, kind of snuck in a little bit early, walked around and shot some B-roll, shot some video of like the different booths, talked to some people. And then the event starts, right? And if you've never been to an event like this, it's nuts. Like they open the gates and I mean, it's just hundreds or thousands of people coming through. I forget the exact numbers, but I feel like when I talked to Chris last year, it was like 50 or 60,000 people came through in like the 3 days of the expo. This year they shortened it to 2 days, but the hours were longer. So it was only Friday, Saturday instead of Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year. But it was like 9 to 8, 10 to 7, like something like that. It was like longer hours. So the days were long, but they were a lot of fun, right? So again, you get to see people that you've never seen before. There are always different vendors and stuff coming in, vendors that you may or may not have ever met with or seen their products or gear. So you get to walk around, you get to kind of see stuff that is totally new that maybe you've never even seen before. All kinds of crazy rooftop tents, all kinds of crazy giant lifted trucks, things, you know, flexed out, the CBI booth, they're all flexed out on rocks and stuff like that. There was a Jeep out front on like Zargus style cases, just parked up on top of them. Like just, it's amazing. So there's tons of stuff and it's related to this hobby of overlanding that we all love. So to me, it's fascinating. It's really super interesting. You get to see a ton of really cool stuff. I'll put a card up here too. I did a video kind of walking around and just, I picked 10 of my favorite sort of booths or brands that I kind of ran into there. And so if you want to check that out, that has more of like a video representation. Just kind of give you a little behind the scenes of what those booths are like. So I won't go too far into that on this episode, but I did do a video on that if you want to check it out. But so again, you're walking around and it is a whirlwind, right? You're bumping into people that maybe, you know, someone that follows my channel and says hi to me and wants to talk about their setup or their gear or, you know, ask about the truck or that kind of thing. And then you walk away from that and you bump into a vendor that you know really well and you're talking to them. and you're asking how they've been and how the show's going for them and that sort of thing. Then you're going to another booth and you're talking to somebody maybe that you've never talked to before and you're asking questions about that thing. And meanwhile, you just see people like with handfuls of stuff going in and out because they do give pretty good deals at these things too. So like if you've been looking at like a Devos Light Ranger, I had people coming up and telling me how good of a deal they had on those, right? It's like people come to these shows to shop and they are looking for the gear that maybe they wouldn't have bought online because it was too expensive. But once they get to see it in person and stuff, and if especially if they get a deal on it, then they're picking up handfuls of this gear at the expo. So it's kind of neat to see all this cool stuff going on. People with Max Tracks under their arms and, you know, Devos Light Rangers walking by and bags of stuff, gears and Midland radios and that sort of thing. But again, it's just such a fun show and there's just so much going on. I talked to one set of folks that they'd been kind of going through it. It was like later in the afternoon on Friday. And I was like, hey, you know, how's it going? And they were like, good. And we were like, have you been through everything? And they're like, oh, no, we started down there and we've just made it this far. And they were like at Matt and I's vehicles and they'd gone like through like a third of the outside. So, and again, then there's all stuff inside the expo center. There's a big outdoor parking lot. There's just tons of stuff. On top of the expo itself, there's also the S'more and More Rally, which is really neat and unique about the More Expo. It's basically like an off-roaded guided sort of overlanding trip or trail ride. But I've heard really good things about it. It does take about 6 hours, is my understanding, though, so you got to really be dedicated to it, right? Like, it will take up most of one of your days. But if you want to hit that up, it's definitely really cool. You can get your tickets ahead of time before the thing starts. And obviously, we're past it now, so just look for them next year if you're interested in something like that. But it's a neat thing that they offer as sort of an extra thing that you can do when you're at the expo. So then finally, let's kind of end with relationships and sort of the, you know, truthful, honest sort of chats that you get to have with people at this. This is one of my favorite parts of these expos, is that I get to talk to people that are maybe, you know, have followed the channel or listened to the podcast or watch YouTube or whatever. And they're like, hey, I had a question about this, or hey, I like that. And you get to really see like what these people are like, right? Like Matt and Kara from Ozark Overland Adventures were there, and you get to see how genuine and authentic and nice they are. You know, Bill and Deb from Cottywampa were there. They're awesome. Rob from Revere Overland is British, so there's that. But I mean, yeah, it's so cool to see all these people and to get to talk to them. And the same with vendors too, right? Like you get to meet people. Like I talked to Jake from Becker Supply, and they're just like a really authentic sort of Midwestern clothing company. And they have like a bunch of swag type stuff. They make hats and shirts but like really down to earth, cool people that love what they do. And it was really neat to get to meet them. Then I talked to, like I mentioned, Todd and Carol from TC Teardrops were just amazing. Hung out with them most nights around the fire and sort of chatted about stuff. But they make some amazing teardrop campers. Talked to a guy named Brian from a company called Orion Motorsports, that they make these crazy floor systems for these like sprinter vans. So they have these amazing floors where you can just like attach a bunch of different stuff and like move furniture around inside of it and then secure it to the floor so that it doesn't move. So just neat original sort of products like that. And again, to see the people behind them and get to know more about the people that sort of make these companies special is really, really cool. So for me, that's one of the big draws of these things for sure, is just to kind of make relationships with folks in the industry, right? Folks that make products or sell products that you're interested in, so that you get to learn more about them and you get to see more of the industry. So again, to kind of wrap it up here, if you've not gotten a chance to go to the More Expo, we've got a year now. You've got plenty of time to save up some money or to find a way to get off work for a couple of days. I would definitely recommend coming out and checking it out. Again, by this time next year, the new frontier should be pretty built up, and I'm hoping that I will have it mostly where I want it to be by then. So if you want to come see the fully built truck, which will still be running, I'm sure, next year, then you should definitely check it out for that reason too. But again, I hope that was informational for you. I hope that it was educational. I hope that it gives you a little bit of an insight into that thing. Again, if you haven't been, or if you did go, then I hope it gives you some fond memories, right? So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button. If you're on YouTube, click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. Do a couple every week. So I do like a podcast type episode like this, talking about something informational, generally newbie overlanders type stuff. And then I do something like a gear review or a do-it-yourself modifications type of thing, or maintenance type stuff, anything to do with like modifying vehicles, gear, that kind of thing. Also in the description down below will be links to all my social channels. So wherever you want to hang out, I'd love to have you in those groups as well. Just pick whichever ones you want and come hang out. And then last but not least, there's the Patreon group. We have a Discord where we all kind of chat 24/7 in that. And then there's the Facebook group, Newbie Overlanders. Totally free to join. Tons and tons of members at this point. But different from the big groups where we don't really allow bullying at all. And I try and really keep down the like spamming and anything like that. So try and keep it a pretty clean group where people don't need to be afraid to ask questions and everybody wants to jump in and kind of help. So if that sounds good, definitely check that out as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.